Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. This week, we've been looking at local police departments and their relationships with their surrounding communities. And yesterday, we heard from Cleveland, where a federal investigation into a police shootout is just getting started. Well, today we're going to go south in Ohio to Cincinnati, where community police relations have been deteriorating for decades.
I'm as frustrated as everybody else in this city, and I don't have a rabbit in the hat to make it go away.
That sullen voice is the voice of former Mayor Charles Lucan. He was speaking to ABC News. He was in office in 2001 when a police patrolman shot and killed a 19-year-old African-American man named Timothy Thomas. Riots as a result exploded throughout Cincinnati, cost the city about $13.7 million. Well, our next guest was there, and he's a 27-year veteran of the Cincinnati Police Department, and he knew that that department's relationship with people in the community had to change, and he helped make that happen. With us is former Cincinnati Councilman Cecil Thomas. Councilman Thomas, welcome.
Hello, Todd. Thank you for having me.
And it's great to have you. You know, a lot of the origins of the big problems that Cincinnati police had with their community go a lot further back than 2001, for sure. But can you set the table for us what was happening around the late 90s and around 2001 that led to that frustrated and beaten down Mayor Charles Lucan and one young man being shot?
Oh, absolutely. Back in the 90s, leading into 2000, it was an us against them mentality within the community. The police felt that the community didn't support them and vice versa. As a result of that, police community relations was very strained. I mean, strained to the point where there was police shooting citizens and citizens shooting police. And it was just a real serious problem, just waiting to explode. And all it took was that incident in 2001 that caused the volcano to explode and our city erupted into civil unrest.
So there was a Department of Justice intervention and investigation that took some time, a review. But then it was really citizens in Cincinnati, including you, that kind of convened themselves to try to move off of this this sort of dysfunctional footing. Can you explain how that process really started? I read that there was a lot of just anger between different factions, including some intransigent police.
There's no doubt there was anger coming from all perspectives. However, we had two choices here in the city of Cincinnati. We could have been forced to do things through the Department of Justice, or we could allow the Department of Justice to be a mediator to allow us to work through our problems. We chose the latter. And as a result, the citizens, the police, we all sat down at the table and said, well, what are we doing wrong in the 21st century that we will have civil unrest?
All right. Well, what happened on the ground between officers on the beat, on the corner, in the patrol cars, and folks in their neighborhoods that really started to turn things around?
Once both sides opened the door for lines of communications, they found out that there was a lot that each had to give to the other. For instance, law enforcement recommended a number of things that the citizens could do. For instance, there was citizens on patrol where the officers trained the citizens to be the extra eyes and ears in their community. Then there was the court watch, where the officers explained that when an individual commits a serious offense in a neighborhood, the citizens can have a say in sentencing. So it was a collaborative effort, citizens and police working together, which has resulted in a very, very excellent working relationship at this time with our citizens and our police.
Councilman Thomas, as you're describing some of these changes that went on, it just makes me wonder how you got over that initial hurdle that occurs in so many cities of people in neighborhoods just not wanting to cooperate with the police. There's too long of a history of strife and confrontation, and people just don't talk to the cops.
Well, we had what was called study circles, where we brought our police officers together in groups with representatives of the community, and they would sit around and just talk. The officers did not wear their uniforms. Once we sat down at the table and listened to one another, we found out that citizens and police all feel the same pain when someone's loved one is lost. It's a pain that the entire city feels. So the citizens were basically saying, look, all we want you all to do is help us stop the violence. And the officers were saying the same thing. When they realized that these citizens were basically saying the same thing they were saying, they found that common ground, and then they began to really have an impact on change in our community.
Well, what have been some of the results now as we sit in 2014? Is violence down? Are violent confrontations down? Are arrests for petty offenses down? What are some of the metrics that lead to Cincinnati being perceived as a success here?
Well, Cincinnati's citizen police violence is way down. When we get into getting citizens and community working together, one of the things we saw was calls to Crime Stoppers were at record numbers as we moved forward. We see that today in citizens cooperating with police.
Well, in a week where we're looking at police departments throughout the country, it's good to have a success story. Cincinnati is one place where relations between the community and police have improved drastically from a low point in the early 2000s. Cecil Thomas, a longtime veteran of the Cincinnati Police Department and former city council member, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.